cars whoosh along Virginia Avenue in Harrisonburg as a heavy October rain falls. Inside VA Auto Sales, it's pretty quiet. A few phone calls, a few odds and ends.
Okay, thank you very much, Stacy. Have a good one.
Bye. Fall is here, remarks Walter Marchuk, staring out the window. Now, slower times replace the late summer busy season at his used car dealership. The day he set foot in Harrisonburg, he had no idea that this is where he'd eventually find himself. It was all kind of a blur for Marchuk, who was just 23, had just flown in an airplane for the first time ever, and whose English was limited to a few words. Marchuk arrived with his wife, Anna. They'd been married the previous fall and had been granted refugee status on account of religious persecution. Some relatives who'd previously come also made an economic argument for moving here.
Yeah, in that time we had a difficult situation in Ukraine. They just told me, here it's more jobs and better pay, better life. I said, okay, I'll try.
The couple was sponsored by Parkview Mennonite Church. Irvi Glick, a retired professor who is active in its refugee program, recalls that Marchuk's relatives here gave them an immediate support network.
It was pretty limited what we needed to do. There was a 3-month support, money for their rent and food, and the church found them a place to live and furnished the apartment, got them immediately on their feet.
Soon after their arrival, the Marchuks had their first child, a daughter. Like many new immigrants, Walter's first job was in a poultry processing plant.
So that was like a boot camp. It was a very hard job, so I was a little bit disappointed for a short period of time. I stayed there for, I think, 5 or 6 months.
He soon found a better job as an electronics repairman, then opened his own auto electronics business, and eventually started his dealership.
VA Auto Sales opened July 1998.
Along the way, he pieced together an English curriculum.
I take some classes. I never had enough time to study, but yeah, I guess I pick up my language from school, from newspaper, from radio, and just from everywhere, wherever I've been.
He bought a house. He became a citizen in 2000. The family kept growing. The dealership did well. Marchuk now has 5 children. His oldest is finishing up at Eastern Mennonite University. His youngest is just 2.
I think he's just exemplary as a new citizen and as a husband and father. His kids do well in school. They'll do well. I don't worry about them. It's a tribute to his living out the American dream.
Very early on, he felt like he'd lost something here, left part of himself back in Ukraine. That didn't last long, though.
After 1 year when I was living here, I visited Ukraine, and I was totally disappointed. It was not changed, but on my eye, everything changed to turn to the worst side.
Once a year, Marchuk still returns to his hometown of Vinnytsia, a few hours southwest of Kiev in an area still untouched by fighting in Ukraine. He goes to visit an orphanage that's supported by some families at his church. Ukraine was where he was born, but Marchuk is quite certain that this is where he belongs. He feels it strongly when his return flight lands, and he slaps his passport down at the customs desk.
First thing, what I say, welcome home, and you feel like you're home.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.